What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny for the week. Taking you up to 6:15, and that's pregame. So we do have a developing situation here at the radio station. I was waiting for the source to join us, but he's busy dealing with law enforcement. And that's not an exaggeration.
No, it's real.
So this is actually, like, not funny. It's incredible. It's terrible. And because of who it happened to, while awful, it's like, yeah, it would have happened to that guy, unfortunately. Our good pal Chris Russell is downstairs right now and is 90 minutes into a saga where he's reviewing the tape of the exit of our parking garage, like the Zapruder film. He's Cliff Kingsbury watching practice tape down there with a security guard. We believe someone stole his vehicle out of the parking garage at this radio station. Someone got into his car somehow, stole his car. It's not funny. Left and drove away. They can't currently find his vehicle anywhere in the parking garage.
Here's what we know. The garage has been swept, not just by Chris Russell, but by police.
Police have now swept the entire garage and have confirmed that his car is not in any of the three levels of the parking garage.
And we also know that he drove his... So at first thought, not to be flippant, but it's like, oh, he probably forgot that he parked somewhere else today.
Or he took the Metro and forgot, or parked across the street, or didn't realize he parked on a different level, or went to the hotel first, or something. I didn't know.
But there's video of him coming in to the parking garage in his car.
They have corroborated and confirmed that Chris Russell came into the parking garage today sometime around 12:30, okay, or whatever time he got here. So they see him coming in, which I want to just see that video because that's funny to me. Like Russell, like, yelling at the thing that's not going up fast enough or whatever. So he comes in, parks. There's no footage that they have been able to find yet, as they've gone through these 4 hours a couple times, of his car leaving the garage. I think it's because they're going as fast as they can, and, you know, he hasn't quite recognized it yet or whatever. Or they need to just keep going and slow it down because they're trying to do it quickly. But bottom line is, the car is not in the garage right now, according to police. And also, they haven't been able to find footage of it leaving the garage. But the assumption currently is that it has been stolen. That is what we've been dealing with behind the scenes here at 106.7 The Fan. So we're all running down, checking our cars, making sure this wasn't some, like, organized, gone in 60 seconds heist where 23 people were in here doing some TikTok challenge and all rolling out of the garage with vehicles. What is happening here?
What is happening?
Now, I will say, first off, I have not gotten to talk to Chris yet. I look forward to chatting with him in a few minutes when the show ends. Poor guy, I feel terrible for
him. Sucks.
The way I felt when my car was gone into overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I told you this last week.
Yep.
Bunch of stuff was strewn all about my vehicle. Basically like pens and little trinkets that are in my glove box or whatever. Pieces of paper.
People are rifling through your car looking for whatever.
Yeah, so someone dumped a bunch of stuff all over my car, went through my car. They smelled like body odor because it still smelled like body odor and they had sat in there for a while. And I told you, it's very strange to be able to come up with this and to kind of suggest this, but it feels like such a violation. It's so bothersome, even though I didn't see the person. They're not still here. You're like, yeah, it's totally weird. For me to feel like that when someone went into my car, I can't even imagine what he's going through, what he feels like. Worst day of your life status that someone stole your car, if that allegations prove accurate. So I feel so bad for him. But like on a FanDuel board of something terrible happening to someone that works here, he would have been minus 600. I call it getting slashed. If you tell me a tire is going to pop or just something ridiculous is going to happen, there are people that have all the luck, and then there's Slasherini.
And then there's...
Poor guy, man. This is insane.
So I texted the development to my wife, because this... Listen, on a number of levels, again, not to make this about us at all, because it's not. It's what he's going through. But it's disconcerting that, like, someone could just walk down into the garage in this, what's supposed to be fairly secure with gates and things that close.
Yeah, we pay $240 a month to park down there.
Yeah, there are people that monitor it and stuff, and someone could just drive off with your car, I guess. But, so, still, it's like, it's disconcerting. But, again, he's going through it, we're not. But I texted her, and she literally responded, oh, my God, only him.
Correct.
You know, like...
Poor bastard.
Yeah, the poor guy.
I need an update so badly. So we'll get one here as soon as we're off the air. Maybe come Monday we'll have Rini on to discuss all of the gory details. Hopefully by then.
Hope it's returned. Well,
yeah. So make your prediction. What do you think happened?
Car stolen. They can't watch it on video because it's too painstaking to sit there and watch all the different minutes go by.
So you think someone drove right out with it and they just haven't seen that part yet while skipping through?
Yes.
If the cops had not swept the garage yet, I would have thought that it was moved somewhere as part of like cleaning or something strange. If they hadn't confirmed they saw Russell drive in, I would have thought he forgot that he did something else before the show. Like one time I went and had got lunch in the Navy Yard, mm-hmm. and then I walked back here and started the show. And then at the end of the day, I went downstairs and my car wasn't there. And I was like freaking out for a minute. And then I'm like, oh my God, I parked at the restaurant. And I got back and I had 19 parking tickets and, you know, whatever else, because sure. DC's the best with that kind of thing. I would have thought something like that, but they have the video of him coming in. I'm going to say it's just so hard for me to assume that someone stole a car. That's such a brazen, terrible thing to do out of a garage. It's never happened to any of us in years of being here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get there. But what else could be happening?
So the theory of a tow truck has been brought up because maybe you're parked illegal or something.
I'm going to go with he got towed.
But I think you might have seen that tow truck on the video. That would have stood out.
You would think.
That's kind of my thought there.
Also, I would
like to
think
the tow truck going in and the tow truck going out.
The parking people are involved in this. I'd like to think they would maybe have known if someone got towed out of the garage. Like, oh, yeah, there was a car that got towed today. Maybe it's yours. I just can't get to it stolen.
Why not? Because I went right there real quick. Like, as soon as I saw it, he came in, it's not here anymore.
Right. Because to my knowledge, I know that no one that works here in our station in 9 years or whatever has ever had a car stolen from this garage. I would go as far as to bet no one has had a car stolen from this garage since this building's been open. Because I feel like we would have gotten an email or buckle down, lock your doors.
So remember the old parking lot that's now like 900 condos and stuff like that? So, yeah. I mean, stuff was stolen from there.
Oh, all the time. Yeah. That was an unregulated last day on earth scene of a movie where Will Smith's like choking out his dog kind of thing. Like, I mean,
I Am Legend pulled
there. Thank you. I popped my tires in that thing 9 times. Mm-hmm. I would see people laying in the weeds there doing drugs. I mean, it was just a gross, terrible place, right? That's a different thing than this parking garage. I mean, those are different worlds for me. So you're going stolen.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots. He scores.
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yes, it was stolen.
I think it's what it is.
I hope not. That would be bad. But we're thinking about you, Rainey.
Yeah, it sucks, buddy.
You're our guy. Did we still want to play the game?
Yeah, let's. I mean, I don't know how you transition, but let's try.
Okay. Darris, do you have any game show music? The game is called We Wait Here Until Whoever Stole Russell's Car Calls In.
Oh.
If you stole Russell's car, call us now. We're waiting. Who stole it?
Who stole it?
Who stole his car? No, I'm just kidding. All right, here's the game. Ready? The game is going to be, I have in my hand the 15 hobbies women find least attractive among men. You guys get to all make your predictions on if something's on this list. You get a point for a correct answer. We will go in order of eight, reverse order of age. Who's younger, Toby or Ryan?
I am.
All right, Ryan, you go first.
I'm sorry, Danny. My first guess is pickleball.
Oh, I would have guessed that.
Pickleball is not on the list. Toby,
you're just gonna guess my hat. There it is. That's the one.
Video
should be number
games. One. Not on the list.
What?
Danny.
Wait. What are we looking for again?
The 15 least attractive hobbies to women.
I would have said video games. Different kinds of video games? All right. I'm going to say that was going to be my answer. Golf.
Not on the list.
It's going great so far.
Let's go with collecting figurines or something, collecting toys.
Not on the list.
What in the world?
Very close. I almost want to give you one, but I'll say no.
Is it maybe like action movies or like a theater guy or something like that?
No.
Watching the Washington Nationals?
No, but that's a good one.
Collecting baseball cards?
Ding the chime. No. Think nerdier than that.
This is not going great, by the way.
It's not. This is not
Dungeons and Dragons.
No. And I'm just gonna, here's what we're going to do. I'll tell you what we'll do for this segment.
All right.
I'm just going to tell you guys the 15 hobbies that women apparently find least attractive
in
men.
That went great.
So far, everybody's doing well, right?
Failing at guessing games.
Comic books.
Oh, sure.
Is number one on the list.
Yep.
Seems like that would have been easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Cosplay is number two.
That is the graduated...
What is that? That's like a LARP or something?
No, so you're not going to LARP necessarily. You're going to Comic-Cons and you're dressed as...
comic book character.
Yeah. You remember when you guys were downtown and there was all those people going to that comic book convention?
Okay, yeah. So you're dressed like up.
Yeah, that's
so you're a nerdier version of someone who likes comic books.
Yeah, so like you like comic books a lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Third, debating.
Damn it.
Being on the debate team, I'm guessing? Or maybe it just means generally just being a debater? But that's not really a hobby. That's just a
just
personality.
Sorry.
Drinking.
Oh, okay.
Girls don't like that, apparently.
Hmm.
MTG, I don't know what that means.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Possibly. But no, I don't. I don't think in this case that's what they're referencing.
We're a big fan of the Congresswoman. I don't know. That's weird.
MTG, I don't know. Anime.
Yep. Similar to the comic books and the cosplay. Yeah.
So basically, we're hitting the nerds thing hard.
Sure.
Right
now.
Makeup.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know much.
I would
about
not have guessed that one. Yeah.
Crypto.
Oh,
Women are turned off by crypto as a hobby for men. This one's interesting. Cigars.
Okay.
I've also got clubbing, smoking the marijuana, pornography, gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Tough couple there for a few of you guys.
Couple sins right there.
And manosphere.
What is manosphere?
Not me. I would never. But what is you guys. Bastards.
What's a manosphere?
I don't know. I don't know what any of those things mean.
It's an MTG manosphere.
Never heard of any of them. The leadoff. Nationals baseball next. Brought to you by the Windowman. Since 1989, the Windowman's been the educational window company. Get your free home estimate. Visit thewindowman.com. It's all new Fairfax showroom. Mackenzie Gore.
Wood Abrams, Bell, DeYoung, Garcia, Lyle Cruz, Adams, Hassel. Boom.
Chris Russell, find your car. We're all behind you. Good luck and Godspeed.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.